Good morning. How will you remember Glenn Boss?
Yeah, morning, Michael. I mean, Boss's record obviously speaks for itself, but for us, we've been very fortunate. He literally has only had a handful of rides. He's been two great ones, Sydney Cup and a Cox Plate, obviously, with the Dragon A, which is fantastic. He had a great record on away game as well. Or, sorry, three great ones with the Tancred as well. So, yeah, he was our go-to man in a big race. So, that was one of his great skills. Clearly, I only saw sort of a portion of his career, but he rose to the occasion, and his positivity when he came out into Dragon A before the Cox Plate absolutely blew me away. I couldn't believe it. He'd already won in his mind. So, you know, that obviously transcended very often to the horses at that top level.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Tomorrow, you're going to be on the other side trying to knock him off because you've got Dr. Drill who goes around in the Zipping Classic, and it was probably a career best performance last start. He was huge in the Queen Elizabeth, two starts ago, I should say, in the Geelong Cup, and then I think the Queen Elizabeth probably just wasn't run to suit with Warning dominating from the front in a smallish field. How do you see tomorrow's race when you're up against Spanish Mission, $1.50 favourite?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's spot on. The Geelong Cup run was a career best, and he just saw the mile and a half out that day, and he sort of showed the Queen Elizabeth that he doesn't get a yard further than that. Just didn't quite stay as well as it not being quite run to suit. So I suspect it'll be a tactical affair again, Warning on the lead and try and set sort of reasonable fraction. So probably sets up fairly similar. I don't think they'll go particularly quick, and we'll have to play that stalking role and ride him to get the trip and ride him for a turn of foot. And he's got a good turn of foot against these sort of horses, the Cranbourne Cup winner, and we've got to use that accordingly and try and out-sprint him at the end of the race.
You've got a huge team in tomorrow. It could be a really successful day. And we kick it off with the Merson Cooper Stakes, the babies that we get to see for the first time, Bolden Ho, and you've got Yaltara as well, both beautifully bred. Who's shown you the most promise on the track?
Yaltara has been very sharp at home. Her jump out's been good. She's probably shown more greenness in her track work than she has then in her jump out, which is always encouraging. She seems to have hit the ground running as soon as we started putting her through the gates and getting to jump out conditions. So their home track counts for a lot for these two-year-olds. If she translates it to her homework, the race day, probably lean towards her just on abilities. But Baldino's very professional. He's got blinkers on and he's just a solid two-year-old hardy colt who will run to his best. So it'll depend on whether the penny drops for the filly inside.
Just struggling to hear a little bit there, Dave. You're probably at Ballarat at track work, but just we'll quickly whip through the others. You've got in race number three, Twilight Glow, you've got decent rain on the back up and finally got some brakes go her way last start. And you've got Lavish Girl. They came through the same race for Lavish Girl last start, decent rains two starts ago. And I heard Dean Lester this morning, mate, Lavish Girl, his Ramaruffy, thinks she can turn the tables. What are your thoughts on the stable mates?
Yeah, I think that's a good shout from Dean, and she's really come on physically. She's kept improving and improving and improving throughout the prep, and it was a good run at Flemington. It wouldn't be a huge surprise to see her turn the table. Decent rain, obviously got a back up, which is a bit of an unknown. She's deep into her preparation, but she showed all the right signs at home that she's handled that run very well, and she is a very hardy filly. So both have good chances. I still lean towards decent rain, but Lavish is still on the up.
Race number four in the Doveton, you've got Enthar, and she ran well down the straight at Flemington behind Profiteer and in no doubt what will be a high-rating race, but she probably hasn't come back with the X factor that we saw in those first few starts as a two-year-old. How do you think she's going?
Well, I think the run at Flemington we were actually very encouraged by, in that she didn't, you know, that X factor you speak about was probably her undoing as well. She was doing things a little bit too brilliant, particularly at the start of the race. And that was her undoing, certainly in the Blue Diamond over 12. So the focus has been to keep her under wraps as much as possible at home, and that's why she raced in earmuffs. The earmuffs come off, and I think you'll see that bit more sharpness and brilliance over tomorrow at Caulfield. So draw's obviously not ideal, but she can obviously roll forward quite easily and get into a forward spot comfortably enough. At the same time, we don't want her rushing to do it. So it's going to take a nice, smooth ride. And if she does allow herself just to get into a good rhythm, I'm sure she'll run very well.
Do you think she's showing that form that she did, all that brilliance, even though if it's controlled brilliance that she had as a two-year-old in her recent work?
I think the key is really that she was a very, very mature horse as a two-year-old. Mm. And, you know, she had lengths on them at the start of her two-year-old campaign. She probably hasn't improved as much as those around her at that time, but she certainly hasn't gone backwards. So I think her performances as a two-year-old down to 54 tomorrow will be good enough to win.
Steinem in race number 5, which is the Summon, this daughter of Frankel, just got back too far, did she, in the Empire Rose? It was hard to make ground, but she hit the line well from a good draw tomorrow. Can she sit a bit closer?
Yeah, we hope so. No doubt her style is to ride it with a little bit of cover to just midfield or a little bit worse, but she doesn't need to be back last. It's just she's been the victim of gait. But you're right, it was an excellent run in the Empire Rose and a very good race, obviously, and we're dropping in grade here significantly. So, yes, we hope we can be in the first 6 or 7, and if she's able to do that, she's right up to this class, should run very well.
In race 6, it's almost a similar story. I still can't believe the Port Louis is a maiden. Unfortunately, he's drawn a little awkward gate. He was strong and tough at Flemington. Out to the mile again tomorrow. Is tomorrow the day if he gets any luck, do you think?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. As you say, he deserves to be. It's an excellent run at Flemington. Draw is not ideal for him. You know, we're probably a little bit of a doubt at the mile, and would have been a big help if he just got a cosy gate and could have been smothered up just behind the speed. But can't do anything about that, and we'll just have to work out quite how we ride him. I suspect, you know, we'll just ride him where comfortable and hope that there's a bit of pace on. But we haven't had a firm look at the race yet. Yeah, we know he's up to the grade, but he's going to need things to go his way.
Mm. We've spoken about Dr. Drill, and then we move to the end of the meeting where you've got Bonvicini, and she wasn't beaten far last start. She goes around in the Eclipse, and the form around her, Zaydani, has certainly run well, and she was right around the mark with Vanna Girl, who franked the form with Zaydani in the Ballarat Cup last week as well.
Yeah, absolutely. She is going very well, and I think it's got a really quite bullish about her tomorrow. She looks great, and trip of 1800, I think, is perfect. And her form is good, so confident going into tomorrow, she'll run a big race.
And how's Mask of Time first up? It's the Extreme Ruffy in the last. Do we throw it in the quaddie?
He's good. He's come back well. We've sort of changed his training up a bit. He's been working in the heavy sand. He's responded really well to that. Wouldn't expect him to run a nice race, but obviously it'd be a surprise if he won first up off the back of the long layoff. But hopefully him finding the line, and naturally he's going to improve off it.
It's a big weekend for the team because, of course, we've got the Jericho Cup meeting down at the Bull on Sunday, and you've got Will, John, and Hebe Wright go around. Two really nice chances. Which way are you leaning in the Jericho?
It is a tricky one, actually. Will, John, no doubt, has got the class and has shown that he stayed. But Hebe Wright sort of shows that he really stays and probably gets the weight swing. So I'd lean towards Hebe Wright, but it'll be a great race. You know, we look forward to it every year. It's a great initiative, and it'll be a great spectacle, whatever happens.
You've got a good team in everywhere. I know it's pretty wet in Sydney. Are you going to run most of your runners in Sydney, or will we expect to see a couple of those come out at Rose Hill as well?
No, I think we'll run all of them. They're in good form. They've shown they've performed pretty well in wet track. Their spirits in good order. They'll run very well.
All right, I'm going to ask for two. Your best at Caulfield and your best at the Bull.
Bombaccini. He's going very well, and yeah, I'll lean towards Hebe Wright and Jericho.
Hebe Wright and the Jericho. Bit of value. Good on you, Dave. It's been a big week farewelling Caulfield. It would be great to end the week with a big day at the Zipping Classic on Saturday. Best of luck.
Okay, thanks, Michael. All the best.
Oh, before you go, Dave, just one last thing too. I almost forgot. I saw a social media post that you guys put out during the week, which I thought was absolutely fantastic, because you, during the school holidays, you're asking for kids that have got interest to come to the stables and actually work, of working age, obviously, throughout the school holidays. So just explain a little bit about that.
Yeah, we feel very passionate about it. Both Kieran and I have spoken about it at length, about the struggle it is for everyone to get staff into the industry, and we feel there's a bit of a lack of support there, really. We're going to try and drive it ourselves, and anyone who wants to come and do some work experience, or even just have a wander through the stable, and of any age or any experience, we're going to welcome anyone in and just see if we can drum up a bit of interest into the game from an early age. So the doors will be open, Ballarat or Cranbourne, where we're moving to, or elsewhere for that matter. If anyone wants to just come through and have a look around and have a bit of a day in the life of someone who's working in racing and working with the horses and having that attachment and being involved in something in competitive sport, which so many kids love doing at a young age and in their teenage years, and then when they everyone then obviously has to go and earn a crust, they have to give that up a bit, or a lot of people do, and I think to try and translate that to people who are looking for an industry to get involved in, that it is competition and there's highs and lows, and you're winning and you're losing, and everyone enjoys that when they're playing sport as a kid, and I think if you can instill that into some young people, that racing actually, you get that from it. We're trying to grow something there to just get a few more people involved.
Yeah, I think it's a great initiative. It's a school holiday program, and if you or a family member or a friend you think might be interested, you email megan@kieranmaher.com.au. We'll do a lot more promotion of that leading up to it. It's a great thing to try and get young people ingrained and introduced to the racing industry. Good on you, Dave. Best of luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael.